Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who work together to share our love of astrology and our fascination with how it affects our daily lives, how it reflects in our personal lives, how we can use it to be helpful to you. And we are, I am Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota. And I have two cohorts who are usually with me. I have Mark Woltz. Mark, are you there?
Hi, this is Mark. I'm in New York City. And usually we are joined by Ann Ortley, who's in New York City, but she's missing tonight.
And it's been an interesting week, Mark. And today is a new moon in Gemini, the end of one discussion, the beginning of a whole new one. On that new moon energy, the new moon in Gemini. It's a little scattered, but it's very rich and exciting conversation and quite intense. And there's so much going on astrologically in general this spring. But I'm already feeling Mercury slowing down. Last Friday, Mercury entered its shadow. It's turning retrograde on June 7th and then until July 2nd. And on last Friday, it hit the place that it will retrograde back to. And so it's already, we feel Mercury slowing down and glitching up. Have you noticed that yet, Mark?
Well, this evening, we just now had a little trouble getting Blog Talk up and running.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Blog Talk's difficulty, it was our difficulty.
Right, a planning thing. And
yes,
Anne, who is our wonderful, she normally sets up all of our episodes for us, and she's been on hiatus recovering from a broken foot, and that has left us trying to figure it out on our own, which is not always easy, and especially with Mercury retrograde. I went camping. Yesterday was my 13th wedding anniversary. It's very exciting. And we went camping for a few days. But first we had to get the camper fixed. And it was one thing after the other. We thought it was all fine. And then we had to trace down a problem. It's a very small, little old, funky camper from the 1970. And the wiring had somehow got eaten by mice or something over the winter and had to be rewired. So we were only, 8 hours late leaving for our camping trip. But and I just feeling that it was so lovely, though, for us to go back into the past and remember our memories. And we went also to the effigy mounds on the Iowa, Wisconsin border, which are 1,400 years old to 2,500 years old. And they're beautiful mounds in the shape of a bear and long, low shapes, low barrows that were, some of them were burials, some of them were just ceremonial places. But they have this, the past is with us feeling, and that Mercury retrograde can send us back to the past for some real gifts. It can also mean that people, I know that some of the stories that I see reflecting these headlines, we're looking at today when Maya Angelou died recently, that we are honoring her memory and her loss. And we see, and I'm looking at her chart, she's born Aries with her moon in Libra. And her moon is about 19 degrees Libra, so it's beginning to feel all the pulse of the planets coming through at their mid degrees. She has a T square in cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, just ahead of where these planets are hitting. But I think, she was resonating with it and feeling it already with her Mercury. Neptune was sitting on her Mercury, which is a beautiful place, a great way to sort of segue into the other world. We're sitting with her memories today. She was a Aries moon in Libra with a Leo rising and Neptune on the ascendant. Really, that Neptune on the ascendant can be so poetic and add such magic to it. So I think That's a beautiful way of sitting with her memory. And have you noticed the past becoming the present for you this week?
Not so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always slow.
I think a lot of people, when their Memorial Day weekend, they are remembering people who have died in the military or died in the service, or relatives of theirs who once upon a time served, can be said worked powerfully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I also noticed that in Pakistan there was a really brutal slaying of a woman by her own family. And it felt very much like examining the rules of the past. It was, and in quotes, honor killing. She had chosen not to marry who her parents wanted her to marry, but had chosen to marry an older widower who loved her, and she loved, and was pregnant by him. And she was heading to the state house to tell the courts that she chose to do this of her own accord. It wasn't something that she was forced into do by the man. And her family waylaid her right in front of the courthouse and beat her to death, her father and her brothers included. And that this is, you know, this part of the past, is, you know, normally that only happens in very rural circumstances, but this is, you know, in a major situation in Pakistan, and it's really going to bring that, the rights of the women and the right of the woman not to be beaten to death, and what is an honor. I think what is an honor killing them, the whole country seems to be stirring around this question. It's not simple for the country.
So that was today with the new moon?
No, that was, yeah, I believe it happened yesterday. I saw it in the news today. Oh, it's really shocking. I mean, it might have been. It was sometime in the dark of that moon. And that, but that comes back to one of the other aspects that we're, you know, the following on a long-term basis right now is the Pluto, Uranus, Mars, Jupiter, Grand Square. Jupiter's moved a little out of orb now. It's at 19 degrees of Libra. It's going to retrograde back. But Mars is at 9. Pluto is 13, Uranus of 15, 15 Aries, Pluto 13 Capricorn, Mars is at 9 Libra. And so I'm seeing, you know, the recent, the man who cracked over a few days ago and shot all the people up when the moon in Aries conjunct Uranus in Aries, and we knew that whenever, you know, the once a month the moon is, once a week the moon is setting off this grand square, because it takes, you know, 7 days is gone, a quarter of the way around the zodiac, and as it sets it off, I every time it does, I'm seeing a new stage of the our work around this grand square. And when it, you know, when it comes from Cancer, it'll be, how do I nurture us more? How do we expand that, our world more? When it hits Mars, all the ambiguities we have around, is Mars in Libra such a complicated place? When it hits Pluto, I see people become more controlling because they're feeling so out of control in their life. And when the progress, when the transiting moon hits that Uranus, around 15 degrees of Aries, something unexpected and strange. So Aries can be unexpectedly positive or it can be unexpectedly negative, but it is just kind of shocking, you know, wake-up call energy. And the moon hit this opposing Mars, squaring Pluto, and it's going to be, you know, every month it's going to do that once while this T-square is still in place. And the man that shot up and killed 7 people and in Southern California, and his father is so articulately and vehemently, not his father, but the father of one of his victims, you know, blaming the country that refuses to execute gun control. And that, you know, he's screaming, you know, you talk about your rights, what about my son's right to live?
Mm-hmm.
And it feels very much like it's bringing up what's the right use of Mars, what's the right use of Mars, Pluto, Uranus, and the beauty, you know, the beauty and the danger of Mars weaponry and the machismo and the champion energy. Do you see that, Mark?
Yeah, there's also with the new moon, as the ground square gets a little looser, with
mm-hmm.
the new moon comes in and brings in a water sign trine. That's
mm-hmm.
actually quite helpful. And
mm-hmm.
I think that some of what the father of one of the shooting victims was talking about is reflected in that grand trine, because there is,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's calling for
yes.
a stability and a fairness and, you know, some kind of a blessing to come out of this. You
mm-hmm.
know? So it's not just random horror, but,
yeah.
You know, that it serves as a wake-up call that's really answered. We've had many wake-up calls with these kinds of violence, and but we hit the snooze alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We got the call, the snooze alarm, and, you know, one of the times we just have to don't hit the snooze alarm, get up and do something.
And wake up.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah, and the Grand Trine is something that can serve to pull these things together. So hopefully it will.
Yes,
and that's
talk
Chiron,
more about that. I think that's
Chiron,
how, you know,
Jupiter.
How do we use that Grand Trine in a really good way as part of the medicine to deal with this?
Yeah, but it involves Chiron in Pisces, Saturn
mm-hmm.
in Scorpio, and
mm-hmm.
the Jupiter that's moving out of the Grand Cross from later on in Cancer is forming this trine. So it's moving away from the square and into the trine. And
mm-hmm.
that's Jupiter's choice, Jupiter's path. And Jupiter is always something beneficial and promotes justice and fairness and protection. And it's
mm-hmm.
now in trine with Saturn, which is structure, and also Chiron, which is learning from our experience and helping others through our experience and through the experiences that have caused us difficulty. So
that's
it brings in that healing energy. And with Chiron and Pisces, we're meant to be able to tap into a healing energy. And again, with Chiron, it's drawing on our own experience. So it's using wounding that we've suffered ourselves and also
mm-hmm,
healing that
mm-hmm.
we've suffered ourselves and
mm-hmm.
being able to use that. But here it sits with Saturn and Jupiter saying, what can we do with this?
And what I'm seeing also with that combination is I see people being forced out of their comfort zone to work with and connect with people that normally they wouldn't choose to work with.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And finding that it's beneficial, that they're being stretched by that work, you know, being stretched into their, by moving out of their comfort zone, by seeing the other side, by, you know, getting an opposing viewpoint that aids them. I just see people growing from these uncomfortable approaches.
Mm-hmm.
And pleased with that. So, you know, if you find yourself in a difficult situation this week or next, or this spring, look around and think of the least likely person that might be able to help you, to stretch yourself out of your comfort zone and connect with someone that may normally push your buttons, but may have just the missing piece that you need to grow and make something happen. I'm hoping we can see that happen in politics. It's a mess at the moment, but
yeah.
We have hopes that it can shift.
It's got to shift sometime soon because it's getting too boring. You know.
Yeah.
The same old adversarial back and forth and nothing getting done,
yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
Way too familiar.
We're totally familiar with that. Can we do something different? You know.
Well, if there's anybody on the line who would like to talk to us tonight, we started late, so we don't have the usual lineup of callers, so you might be the first one to call in at 347-215-8881. That's 347-215-8881. And anybody who downloads this will be able to use this at any time because they don't care. If we start right the right minute, we'll get 30 minutes anyway.
Yeah, people
so
will
let's
be able
talk
to
a little
later,
bit of.
But,
yeah.
You know, right now, we're probably missing people who tried to get to the show
exactly.
And it wasn't hooked up on time, so they may have given up on it. But that's all right.
So let's talk about some of the planetary changes. Another nice thing that's happening today, after the new moon this morning in Gemini, Mercury sextiled Venus this morning, and I think that's adding, a softness to this energy. But the Sun is square Neptune, and that can be a time, it's a great day in the summer to drift and meander and find or to have lots of energy but maybe spin our wheels. So there I found that it was hard to come to the point, and the Gemini is much better at opening up possibilities than getting to the point. But Venus enters Taurus tonight and Mercury enters Cancer. It will retrograde back into Gemini, but it enters Cancer. How do you see that, Mark?
Well, the Venus and Mercury sextile is really very nice. It usually that is a time where communications are a delight, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoy and get things from. And it's interesting that they're both very much at the last degree of sign, that they're sort of right at the time of this new moon, they're in 29
mm-hmm.
degrees and shifting. And Venus moves ahead into Taurus after its romp through Aries, which is always a romp for Venus, right? Now she goes into
mm-hmm.
one of her own signs and slows down quite a bit and just enjoys. So it's all about enjoyment in terms of
mm-hmm.
how we relate to others. And Mercury, as you noted, is stepping into Cancer, but will come back into Gemini soon by retrograde. So Mercury's not so committed to Cancer at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little shift and a little moment for Mercury to push a little ahead before turning back. So there's still a strong quality to communicating. Mercury in Gemini,
mm-hmm.
of course, it's in its home there. And,
yeah.
So it's always a lot of yakety-yak, a lot of communicating with Mercury in Gemini. But it's also
a lot of communicating, but maybe not always so much settling, not so much information.
Yeah, exactly.
Lots of information, maybe not so much wisdom that we have
right.
to add ourselves.
Exactly. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
when it slides into Cancer, it gets slightly wiser, or at least a little more focused, and tries to make some points. So, there's a shift there in what we're trying to
mm-hmm.
say and what we're trying to hear. But then when you have the Neptune-Sun square at the same time, that does confuse things. And it sort of diffuses our attention. It's very hard. You know, we've just had Mercury going through Gemini, kind of going yakety-yak and not focusing, and now we get the Sun squared by Neptune, also finding difficulty with focusing. So overall, we can expect around ourselves at this point of moving from spring to summer, a kind of, you know, driftiness. And, you know, it's not going to last long. The Sun keeps moving, and it'll move through that square. But we do have several days of just diffused energy, distracted energy. So
yes.
Be careful of distraction. Distraction is helpful where it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to be careful and say, uh-oh,
don't
am
get
I
lost.
Drifting? Yeah, don't drift to the other side of the road if you're driving.
And that's a good piece is, you know, so many ideas come through and so many possibilities arise. But notice what is, and especially as Mercury slows down here, notice what's important to you and begin to sort it out. But this conversation, really a lot will come up and it will be tempting to start making advanced plans. It's a good time right now to make plans for the next few weeks while Mercury's retrograde. Make them now and be ready to change them and adjust them over the next few weeks. But I would say consider possibilities, but don't, you know, buy tickets for your trip in September yet, if you can avoid it. Really, there's more information than we know. But to get the background information and to get the understanding of how the other people in your party feel or how the other people that you work with feel about a situation, the aspects are good. It's considerations. Mm-hmm. But notice that most of us will kind of turn inward and move in a more domestic place over the next few days as Venus goes into Taurus and Mercury into Cancer. That it's time to do some personal homework, and we may want to talk less about our feelings. We're feeling more, and we may need to touch more or learn things through the body that we help people by doing something for them with Venus and Taurus. Whether it's to, you know, touch them, it's great for, you know, people's love of life. But it's also good for healing through the hands, through gardening. If you want to show someone you care, how do you help them with their project? Give tangible, concrete help. It's a wonderful time to dance or move in the body, become more comfortable with the body, with Venus and Taurus.
Yeah.
It is a time to watch romantic issues. I've noticed that Venus in Taurus is great for feeding, you know, fertilizing the roots of new love. So it's great for summer romance, but people get attached very quickly and they get very intensely attached. So arguments around possessiveness, people that are possessive by nature can get almost dangerously so with Venus in Taurus. And the anger that was shown last by the man who shot up everybody in Southern California was very angry that women didn't like him and he was involuntarily celibate. Literally, he belongs to a group called Incel, Involuntarily Celibates, and they're angry at women that don't love them. But no awareness that women actually had feelings of their own. And I know it looks like a part of his psychosis, but it's that anger that I am lonely rather than how do I actually reach out and get to know people that can sometimes I see with Venus and Taurus. So be a little, you know, don't tweak people's jealousy chords for fun. That's not how to, you know, sometimes people will tease a beloved and be a little flirtatious because they want somebody to say, oh, no, I love you, stay with me, don't go with them. This is not the time to do that with Venus and Taurus. Now is the time to really be there, be loyal, be tangible, be delicious, but don't play with jealousy issues.
Yep.
And
Good.
The moon is in Gemini now, goes into Cancer on, I believe, tomorrow or the next day, on Friday. And it's good. The moon will be in Cancer, setting off the T-square, set off the grand square on Friday and Saturday. How do you see that moon in Cancer moving into that more domestic edge this weekend?
Moon in Cancer,
poses
of course,
Pluto.
Is a very strong position because the moon rules Cancer and feels very much at home and feels like everyone is in my home, you know. When the moon is there is this sense that I'm here for everyone. And so there's quite an outreach. And there can often be, in a good way, an identification with others and with how they're feeling and knowing how I can affect, how what I feel affects what others feel, which is kind of a nice combination with Venus and Taurus. Because Venus and Taurus is very concerned about the atmosphere that I can create, you know. And Moon in Cancer, same thing, you know, that I have an ability to create an atmosphere in which people can feel at ease and creative and comfortable and having pleasure and enjoyment. So they're actually working nicely together.
That's
course,
very nice collection.
You know, it does excite the sort of the remnants of that grand square. So there's a tension that comes up, and usually you have this moon working to help others and identify with emotions and bond and all that. And then when it touches on that grand square, there's a feeling of urgency and a need to do that. And particularly when the moon at one point will be opposite Pluto. And when that happens, that can be a moment of overbearing and maybe even over-identifying emotionally with others.
Yes.
So that'll be that little moment. Pluto's at around 13 now, right?
It is indeed.
And so when the moon is at 13 of Cancer, just be aware that, you know, you may feel an urge to sort of take over on the emotional stage.
Right.
Or it may seem like someone around you is trying to do that. And so at that point, it's best to ease up and take the pressure off you. And then you just say, let's not do that right now. Why don't we wait? And if we wait, that feeling will dissipate some.
And not only that, I've noticed that the moon hits first Mars. It'll square Mars. Then it will oppose Pluto because it's 9-13, square Uranus at 15. And then it conjuncts Jupiter at 19. So at the moment, Jupiter's the last of the aspects when it sets it off, and it'll be doing it on the 31st of May. And that we can finish with that sense of expansion and openness.
Yeah, and again, that Jupiter ties into the trine with Saturn and Chiron, too.
Yes. And
so
our time is now up. We're almost ready to be done. So good luck on that this week, on finishing your work ready and getting things in line. Remember, Mercury retrograde, even in its shadow, to always work on add a little more time to your schedule and make sure you understood the person in front of you and that they understood you. This is Heather Rowan Robbins signing off from Minnesota. And Mark?
Mark Waltz signing off from New York City. And
we send our love and healing to Ann Ortley, and may her foot have her up and running again soon.
Good.
Take care.
Okay.
Have a good week.
Catch you next week.
Bye.